Goodbye, cruel world, I'm off to join the circus. But why would anyone think that life under the old big top and in a caravan might be any better than the old workaday Vale of Tears? Famously, John Major was said to have run away from the circus to become an accountant. Now I have no truck and will not treat with politicians. From whichever wing they swoop down on us, I think we should remember that left doesn't necessarily equal good, no more than right means bad or vice versa. That there are as many decent, hard-working MPs on both sides as there are idle, cheating, up-to-no-goods who fiddled their way right into the nick. But was accountancy a good swap for the circus? Ah, the circus. You will inevitably come across someone with a knife secreted in their baggy pants and an evil snarl beneath the funny makeup. No, not Madonna, but an evil clown with murder on his mind, panstick on his face and a misplaced sense of humour. Or the strongman, who may have a secret. He might have stove someone's head in round the back of the elephants when a bit of horseplay went wrong, but he has a good heart, really, and he stepped in when the lion tamer got in trouble. Well, the lion tamer, what a reckless, headstrong fellow he is in his baggy shirt and his floppy fringe and a crazy look in his eye, a revolver tucked in the top of his knee-length leather boot and half a bottle of whiskey in the other. If it wasn't for that daring young girl on the flying trapeze, you see, is that a good swap? Or shall we all just watch that Burt Lancaster film at Christmas and think that life on the sawdust looks both overcomplicated and clichéd? A little dubious then was I at the prospect of a night at the circus, admittedly to the tunes of my favourite group. No, not Nazareth, but some other crowd of chancers. Liverpool, Fab Four, Mania, streets ahead of anyone else before or since. Talking about them Beatles. How is this so-called Cirque any different, I thought? If they'd had the nouse over here to rebrand and sex it up as Billy Smart's Cirque, or Chipperfield's Cirque, well, who knows? They might still be on the TV at bank holidays, and one of said families may not have been spotted dissing a chimp and been fined 20 grand for spanking the monkey. Although certain people I know should be quaking in their boots if that's the going rate for a first offence. Anyway, back in Vegas at the Cirque du Soleil Beatles-themed show called Love. Initially dubious at the sight of acrobats, trapeze artists, harlequin costumes and a bloke taking off a top hat, putting it on again and doing a cartwheel. It won me over because just when you start to think it's crap, it confounds you by being all of a sudden stunningly brilliant again and you scratch your head and think, how did they do that? We sat way up in the gods and were treated to the close-up experience of watching someone launch themselves off a high balcony at your elbow without knocking your drink over as they did so and descend into the arena far below on a slender wire while being calm and clever enough to do it with style and grace and not with clumsy terror like I would. The sound is like I imagine it would be if you were sitting in Abbey Road listening to the original master tapes. Some of the visuals stink, but let's face it, if they didn't, it wouldn't be the circus now, would it?